A tent encampment in Pottstown, Pennsylvania could soon become one of many places impacted by a Supreme Court decision and a case that will have a major impact on how cities deal with homelessness. In Johnson v. Grant's Pass, the court will determine whether laws used by cities to arrest or fine homeless people for sleeping outside are prohibited under the Eighth Amendment's Cruel and Unusual Punishment Clause. The decision could either empower or limit how communities address the growing crisis of homelessness. WHYY's Marcus Biddle visited the Pottstown encampment to see how residents and officials feel about the looming decision.
About 20 people live in tents in a wooded area near the Pottstown campus of Montgomery County Community College. Among them is James Antonio. In 2020, he was visiting his mother for Thanksgiving when his vehicle was stolen. The former Florida resident has been unhoused and stranded in Pottstown ever since. Antonio is a Vietnam combat veteran and says he's eligible for 100% VA disability, but only receives 20%, which leaves him with just a couple hundred dollars each month to live on.
I'm stuck out here. VA messed up my paperwork. It gives me $338 a month. I'm supposed to get money from Sears from retirement. They cut that off. Food stamps cut me off because I don't have paperwork either. So I'm down like nothing.
Leanne Moyer, a frequent visitor of the encampment and advocate of Antonio, says he has been trying to find a home for years. She's the founder of the nonprofit Leanne's Life Changing Fairies.
What really bothers me with James is what he gets monthly. He couldn't survive. He couldn't survive getting a house by himself or a car, which is his goal.
And that's the story of many unhoused residents in Pottstown. The borough has seen an uptick in a number of homeless encampments since Hurricane Ida back in 2021. Since then, some officials have sought to deal with the issue by enforcing strict anti-camping laws, including ticketing and forcible removals through policing. The problem? There are few shelter options available, and most require an in-county ID. This leaves many Pottstown unhoused citizens like Gerald, who asked to keep his last name anonymous for privacy reasons, no other choice but to sleep outside. He has lived in a tent city near Montgomery County Community College since losing his job and home last year.
Well, I don't think living in the woods is for anybody, unless you're going camping. But poverty is continue to increase every single day in America. So it's hard to, you know, get rid of encampments when the number of people becoming homeless is increasing every single day, families and singles.
In 2023, the borough was sued in the case of Better Days Ahead Outreach Incorporated versus Borough of Pottstown over its policies. Advocates cited that Pottstown's approach violated the Eighth Amendment's Cruel and Unusual Punishment Clause. The district court in the case agreed, and no fines have been issued since. But now that case could be overturned pending a decision by the Supreme Court in the case of Johnson versus Grants Pass this summer. Pennsylvania State Representative Joe Cerisi is against using police to solve homelessness in the borough.
They can't come in here and take homeless people and arrest them. That's not their job. But it's also, we have to find through our municipalities, our state, our counties, the cities, the way to solve the issue.
And Pottstown Mayor Stephanie Henrich says that harsh actions against the borough's homeless will not be tolerated.
In Pottstown, we have much bigger issues than people that are illegally camping in the woods and living out here because of mental health issues or they got COVID and lost their jobs.
Last Saturday, volunteers and officials came together to clean up an abandoned encampment and to deliver some supplies to homeless residents as a gesture to show support and to deliver a sign of hope. Marcus Biddle, WHYY News.